tribes of Israel. But notice verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. The other nations have been jealous at the time of the end of the great blessings God gave Britain and America. But his bow remained in strength. The arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. And in fact, some of you know about that legendary Jacob's Pillar Stone, as it was called, that was for so many years in Westminster Abbey in London, England. By the God of your father who will help you, by the Almighty who will bless you, with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb, great healthy numbers of children. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. From sea to shining sea, God bless America. It's right here in this chapter because of God blessing Abraham through Isaac, through Israel, and now through Joseph and the descendants of Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh. This is what was to happen to Joseph at the end, in the latter days, as it says at the beginning of this chapter. Tremendous blessings shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. Yes, Joseph was separate from his brothers. He was kept as a separate people. So we want to really understand that. In ancient times, they were somewhat separate. And in modern times, Britain has been offshore, not with the continental Catholic nations of Europe. America has been way over here, 3,000 miles away. We have been separate. My friends, picture the beauties of America from sea to shining sea. Picture the magnificent mountains, the fruited plains, the beautiful coastlines of this nation God has so richly blessed. We are a blessed people because we are the descendants of Joseph. And we are fulfilling this prophecy. We are the lost 10 tribes, or among the lost 10 tribes of Israel. They have been found. And God will probably take away even some of the remaining sea gates, though, if we don't repent. Because we have been blessed, but we have not thanked God or honored God in the blessings He's given us. And I now want to give you a dual prophecy. This is a dual prophecy that explains what's about to happen to us, as I say, unless we repent. Notice Leviticus 26, verse 3, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in due season. The land shall yield its produce. You'll eat your bread to the full and dwell in the land safely. I'll give you peace in the land. Everything will go well with you. And then he says in verse 14, but if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, and that's the way we're living today, if you despise my statutes or your soul abhors my judgments and you do not perform all my commandments but break my covenant, I will also do this to you. I will appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever. He says down in verse 18, after this, if you don't obey, I will punish you seven times or sevenfold, as many translate it, for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. And I think, my friends, that's what's beginning to happen to us and will be happening to us during the next 2 or 3 years. September 11th may have just been the first shot across the bow to really humble America and the British people. So although Britain has already suffered, the British Empire is no more. Those sea gates have already been taken away. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heaven as iron, your earth like bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain. Your land shall not produce its produce. If you still walk contrary, I'll bring upon you seven times more plagues according to your sin. First we have drought and famine, then we have disease epidemics, as Jesus explained would happen to the whole world, but this explains it's going to primarily hit the descendants of Joseph at the time of the end. These things will affect your life. These are specific things. Please listen. At this point, my friends, I invite you to write for an absolutely free copy of a powerful booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain. This booklet is fully documented, and yet it is fascinating to read. So call or write today and ask for your copy of What's Ahead for America and Britain. Call now and just ask for America in Prophecy. That's all you need to say, America in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic. Are we living in America's last days? Notice Leviticus 26, where we left off. Verse 18, after all this, if you do not obey me, I will punish you sevenfold more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. We're gradually going to lose the pride of our power through the various humiliations the great God will put us through. How do I know this? I'm not smarter than anyone else. It's because the great God has put it here in His Word. And you're going to live to see this happen. Mark my words, over the next 5 or 7 or 10 years. And I think it's beginning right now. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heaven iron and your earth like bronze. He will begin to take away our rain, cause upsets in the weather, and of course cause us to have a lack finally of food and then disease epidemics. We're about to enter this phase of prophecy, my friends, and we need to understand. So let's do get on with it and understand. Do we in fact obey God's commandments and statutes? Think about how God has blessed America and Britain, and yet how He looks at us now, in spite of the blessings He's given us. We have turned aside. Millions of young people are now living together without benefit of marriage. They just are living together. One-third, approximately, of newborn babies are illegitimate. That is amazing when you read that statistic. Increasingly vile and rotten portrayals of illicit sex are just permeating television and films. Absolutely gross and even demonic comments and pictures of illicit sex and even perverted sex are shown on the internet for tens of millions of young people to see and to drink in and be affected by. And the continuing murder of millions of unborn babies carries on, and of course it carries on unabated since September 11th. It's an abomination to God. Does God mean what He says about punishing His people if they turn aside and reject His commandments? Is this all just a dream? Or does God mean what He says? Turn to Jeremiah chapter 30. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 30 now. And let me remind you, as I've done before, the book of Jeremiah, you can check me up on this, the book of Jeremiah was written over 100 years after ancient Israel went into slavery. So this is talking about a yet future punishment on the house of Israel. And it has not happened yet. It's going to happen in your lifetimes. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. Now these are the words the Eternal spoke concerning Israel and Judah. He's talking about the 10-tribe house of Israel and then the peoples of Judah who live primarily in New York and Los Angeles and Chicago and the big American cities, plus the little nation that calls itself Israel. More Jews live in the United States than live over there, as a matter of fact. But He's going to punish us together this time. We've heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace, God says, among Israel and Judah. Ask and see whether a man is in labor with child. So why do I see every man just bent over, scared to death, his face turned pale? Because of what is coming, of course. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It's coming upon the house of Israel, a time of trouble, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble. Not the trouble of the Germans or the Chinese or the Russians. It's the trouble coming on the modern descendants of Israel, Jacob, and including the 10-tribed house of Israel. But he shall be saved out of it. He sure gets into it first. But it shall come to pass in that day, when he finally gets into it, and God begins to deliver him, that I will break his yoke from your neck and burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them. Our people are going into slavery, but they shall serve the Eternal their God and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. It's talking about the end time, when King David is resurrected from the dead, when Christ comes back. He has to take a yoke of slavery off our peoples. This booklet I advertised is going to cover all of that in detail.